This is Tiger Cast, the official podcast of Princeton Athletics. Now here's your host, Craig Saxon.
From a frigid Provo, Utah, welcome to the latest edition of Tiger Cast. As always, you can subscribe to Tiger Cast through iTunes or your favorite podcast app by searching Princeton Tigers. Subscribe to Tiger Cast, you'll get the weekly podcasts. You can get post-game wrap-ups from football and basketball and other podcasts available through GoPrincetonTigers.com. We are in the start of December, which certainly probably I feel more where I am now than many people around the country, but a big time for Princeton Athletics. A lot going on this week, and our two guests today will be Devin Peterkin, the freshman outside hitter for the women's volleyball team, which is out here in Provo to play in the NCAA tournament on Friday. And we'll have Garrett Skirbick, who came back from Bemidji, Minnesota with the men's hockey team last weekend with two victories over a top 10 program. A really, really exciting weekend for the men. They'll be home this weekend. We'll talk about both teams in a bit. First, let's take a look at the weekend really quickly. Like I said, a lot going on. Check GoPrincetonTigers.com. We'll touch on some of the highlights. Friday, the men's hockey team is the lone team at home. They'll take on Union at 7 p.m. The swimming teams, men and women, they're at Brown for the three-day Brown Invitational. That's the big December meet for them. So 3 days, good opportunity for them. Women's volleyball, we'll talk about that in a second. Women's hockey, a road weekend at RPI and Union. On Saturday, the wrestling team coming off two wins in Madison Square Garden and breaking into the top 25 in the national coaches rankings. They'll go to Nebraska to take on Drexel, Michigan State, and then eighth-ranked Nebraska at the Nebraska Duels. Men's squash starts a big weekend. They're at St. Lawrence and Rochester. Those are two of the top four teams in the country, and this is a revamped men's squash team. Really young, really talented, and a chance for them to make a name for themselves. Men's hockey plays their final game. They're home against RPI on Sunday. Women's squash and men's squash both in competition. Fencing also in competition. And then I'll touch on this because it'll be before our next podcast. On Tuesday, the men's basketball team will play in Hawaii. They take on California. That's going to be 7 p.m. Eastern time on Fox Sports 1. And the next day, they'll play Hawaii 9:30 Eastern time on Fox Sports 1. So keep those in mind. They'll be before the next podcast, but a great opportunity to catch the men's basketball team coming off a really tough loss Tuesday night to VCU. They raced out to a 16-0 lead against, frankly, a really good VCU team. VCU comes back and ultimately pulls it out in the final few minutes. But another opportunity for the men to get a couple of big non-league wins before Ivy play starts. Okay, let's get to our interviews. We'll start with Devin Peterkin, the freshman outside for the women's volleyball team. If you've been following this season, we've talked to a couple of players and head coach Sabrina King a couple times. Really a tremendous season for this team. Three freshman starters to go along with four members of that championship team last year. Cara Mataliano put together really, one of the great two-year runs in program history. And this is, the program that's won the most Ivy League titles. But hard to do what Cara Mataliano has done over 2 years, two-time Ivy League Player of the Year. But then you look at what this freshman class has done and come in and made not just kind of held chip but or held the fort, but made dramatic impacts. Maggie O'Connell, the Ivy League Rookie of the Year, Jesse Harris, Ivy League Rookie of the Week once, and kind of pacing this offense. And then Devin Peterkin, who walked into what I thought was a really tough situation. She follows her older sister, who was, one of the great players in program history, a three-time first-team All-Ivy League player, and now she's moving into the starting lineup, the second outside hitter, a team that has championship goals, and is she trying to live up to what her sister did? Is she trying to live up to or trying to, the pressure of helping this team? And she never showed it. I mean, she just played with poise and power. I mean, she's a good player who I think is going to get only better. She's going to be a really fun one to watch along with the rest of this class. But they, their season is not done, and they'll play Friday night. It's going to be at 7 p.m. Utah time. That's 9 p.m. Eastern. You can watch it on BYU TV, which you can get online, and then also ESPN3. So plenty of opportunities to watch this match. A great time, a great opportunity. First top 16 seeds, which is what BYU is, 95-1 in the first round over the last 6 years. So, you know, it's a daunting task, but, you know, they earn the right to go for it, and I think it'll be a good match. I'm looking forward to it. Let's hear now from Devin Peterkin.
Devin, before we get to just talking about this season, you know, Princeton volleyball fans certainly have been aware of the Peterkin name for years now. How much did your sister's 4 years and experience here factor into your decision to come here?
She definitely had a big impact on my decision. I mean, I watched her have a blast the past 4 years, especially with the team, and she really liked the professors here and all the classes she was taking and felt that she could really excel. So having had heard her experiences the past 4 years, I really wanted to come here. And then just she constantly told me how great the team was and the coaching with Saab, and even the little time she knew Tyler, she just really loved it and thought that I could really have a great experience like she did. So throughout my recruiting process, she was constantly trying to get me to come here, and it really worked, and I couldn't be happier with my decision.
You know, it's tough at times, though, when you're following, you know, a sibling who had as much success. I mean, Kendall was a standout player for Princeton, that sometimes you wonder, is that person going to, you know, worry yeah. about kind of stepping into, you know, those footsteps that she left. I mean, was that something that concerned you? Obviously, it didn't take you very long to kind of make your own name, but was it a concern, and was it something that you felt like you had to, you know, make a name for yourself quickly?
No, I wasn't concerned really at all. I mean, I'm so proud of Kendall, and she made her own path, and I really wanted to make my own. So having like seen her success, I really wanted to try and do the same and with a different spin. I mean, we play different positions, and she's taught me so much that I kind of wanted to take what I've learned from her and apply it on my own position. And everyone on the team is so supportive and saying how different we are, and just like, she always tried to help me become a better player, and I really think that she really helped me do that. So I tried to just apply what she taught me and what I've learned and try and put my own spin on things on the outside and just use what she taught me to try and make my own success. And I think that I'm really grateful for that.
You know, a fall sport for a freshman, I think, can be so hard, because not only are you kind of figuring out how to transition to a college athlete, but you know, you're at a brand new school. You're at the toughest school in the country. And right. you know, it can be overwhelming. And for you then to be thrown into the starting lineup, at what point in the year were you kind of like past the point where you were just trying to, you know, tread water? And was there a point where you felt like, oh my God, we have something special going on here? Like, we're pretty good.
Yeah. Well, it was at the beginning of the season. I mean, going into all your classes and not knowing that many people and having season start at the same time is a little stressful, but everyone is so supportive of both on the court and off the court. So that was a big factor in playing a fall sport. I mean, I knew I got to know so many people from the beginning, and that really helped me transition into college life. And then the first few games, like after the tough start at Penn, we really battled through and persevered. So I think from Penn on, I realized that we could really be successful once we put our mind to it. And then once we started focusing on one point at a time in the process rather than the final outcomes, and we had that mentality going into the rest of the games, and we were successful because of that. I really, just from the first game on, I really thought that we could go far in season, and I'm really glad it worked out that way.
Was it easier for you because you weren't the only freshman, not only playing, but making a big impact on this team, that you and Maggie and Jesse from, you know, basically the beginning of October, you know, made up half of the starting lineup of this team? Could you kind of bounce things off each other and help each other get through? And then also, just how special is it to have three freshmen on a team like this, starting on a team like this?
Yeah, definitely. That was definitely a huge help. I mean, I feel like we're all going through the same things. Maggie and Jesse made an immediate impact, and Natasha just made as big of an impact. I mean, she's the core cheer of our team and has, like, makes us all better. So I think all of us really dependent on each other and relied on each other, especially transitioning into a new state, a new school, a new everything pretty much. So going through the same experiences really helped us all, and we could kind of, like you said, bounce things off each other and kind of just equalize us out and try and calm ourselves down. So I think that really helped. I mean, especially since we had the same experiences. So that was really nice to have.
You saw how meaningful last year was for your sister. And you know, you've got three more years. And I know as competitive as you all are, you wanted to win this. But mm-hmm. how important was it as you were getting closer for somebody like Kara and Brittany and Lauren to make sure that not only did they get the title, but they got this NCAA trip that you know, they were denied last year?
Yeah, I think it was extremely important. From the get-go, especially all of us freshmen realized how such amazing leaders they are, and they really were the ones that helped us transition the most. And they had such a special past 3 years, and especially losing so close last year, the NCAA bid, we just wanted to make it special for them, and they taught us so much. So I mean, the least we could do is win for them, and I'm really, really happy that they can get to end their college career going to the tournament. And especially based on how successful we've been, and we have the mentality of never giving up, and Kara, Britt, and Lo lead that. So I think that we could be very successful in this tournament if we just take it one step at a time, like the seniors have always told us, and try and just work our hardest, which they've really instilled in us. So they've been the best leaders, and I'm really happy that we can end it on a high note for them.
It feels like a lifetime ago now, but you know, that Friday night where at one point you're down 5-0 in the fifth set to Cornell, and you know Yale is in a close match, and you know, you maybe are 15 minutes away from being even in the Ivy standings, mm-hmm. you pull out your comeback, and then, you know, we've seen it on social media, your reaction when you found out that Yale lost. Like, what was that night like? And what did it say about your team that kind of in that circumstance where, you know, there was a lot of pressure on you in that fifth set, that you found a way to win that?
Right. Yeah, that was a really crazy game. I mean, we all had our parents there. The crowd was full, and we expected Cornell to come out and play a really good game, which is exactly what they did. And I think in probably the fourth set, in the beginning of the fifth, when we were down, we sort of lost the mentality of one point at a time. And I think we took a step back and saw what was on the line, which is what frustrated us a little bit, and maybe why we were losing as much as we were. And then I think in the fifth set, once we had a timeout, Desma and Saab and Tyler really just said, look, focus one point at a time and we can get back on this, chip away. And that's really what we did. And again, the seniors and all the people on the team really were just saying to just come back one point at a time and really focus on the process. It doesn't matter at this point what the end outcome is. You still have a chance. So just keep focusing on the game at hand. And I think we really just in the fifth set took a step back and wanted to play and have fun. And once we loosened up a little bit, we really started to play better. And that's what I think led to our big win. And then just having the reaction of Harvard and Yale at the end made it better, and the icing on the cake. And then having our family there just made it a really special time. And I think we're just so excited with all the emotions and everything going on that it was just a great time. We were really excited.
You know, one thing that impressed me about your team all year is, you know, the competitiveness, but also just the focus that, you know, even if things were going bad, I mean, like you said, at the Cornell match, you're able to just go move past it and move on. And now you're in a situation where just being around you, I know you're not going out to BYU to just kind of experience the tournament. You're going out to win a match like that. What does it take to, you know, you're obviously it's a level up. I mean, you're jumping to another level of play, but what's the biggest focus or most important thing that you need to have out there Friday night, you know, to give yourself a chance against a top 10 team like BYU?
Yeah, well, we've been practicing hard from preseason, and we really just want to come out with impact and make an upset. And I think that with how hard we've been working each year and never giving up and just wanting to make this season like as good as it can be, we just want to come out and play our best, take one point at a time. And even if we're down, I mean, they're a very amazing team. But so we know that it's going to be very tough. But at the same time, just to never give up. And even though we might be losing, or we just want to come out strong from the beginning and then just make our presence known. I mean, I don't want anyone to underestimate us, because we really believe that we can do it and have the potential. So we're just so excited to show what we have and what we've been working for all season.
Now we'll turn our attention to the men's hockey team for the first time this season and talk to Garrett Skirbek. And, you know, as I mentioned in the intro, this team had, you know, I think if you looked at just results, you'd say, all right, well, you know, off to another tough start. But if you look at scores and how close they've come in some games, you could see the improvement. I mean, it's tangible. Look at the last couple of weeks, you know, a tie at home against Dartmouth. Then you go on that always tough Colgate-Cornell road trip, a 4-3 loss to Colgate, 4-2 loss to Cornell. And, you know, really, outside of the really this just the start of the season, you know, they've been in all of these games. And sometimes it's tough to really accept that progress is being made on the outside until you start seeing wins. And so what Princeton did last weekend, right after Thanksgiving, going on the road, going to a top 10 program, winning the first night, and maybe you say, all right, you caught them by surprise, but then coming back the second night and winning again and doing it with your backup goalie, 4-1 and 3-1, those are really impressive performances. And hopefully, you know, and when you hear this interview, you can tell from the inside they felt the improvement. But, you know, even for them, a win matters. A win changes attitude, changes energy, it changes, you know, maybe your view of yourself, and you know, hopefully we see that. You look back at those Bemidji wins as a little bit of a new foundation or a next level that you can rise in, and you would hope that they could build on that over the next 3 weeks, because this is a big stretch. They'll play over a 15-day span. They'll play 6 home games plus a road game at, you know, Quinnipiac, which is, you know, a daunting challenge into itself. But they'll start this weekend Friday night against Union. 7 p.m., Union ranked 18th in the country. Saturday against RPI, 7 p.m., a chance for them to really build on something as they head into the 2017 portion of their season. Let's hear now from Garrett Skirbek.
Garrett, a lot to talk about, you know, especially this past weekend, you know, with the sweep at Bemidji. I do want to talk about kind of what has led to that, because, you know, obviously you've had some tough seasons coming into this, and then record-wise, you know, you hadn't gotten that first win until Bemidji, but it seems like after that Harvard game, you know, Dartmouth tie, really close games against good Colgate and Cornell teams on the road, it seemed like things were starting to click a little bit better, and maybe you just needed something to break through and get the win. But were you feeling differently heading to Bemidji, maybe off of those last three games?
You know, I don't know that we were feeling differently necessarily, but I believe there's a belief in the team and the coaching staff together that we were right on the edge and that we were playing good hockey and, you know, at times we're possibly deserving of a win and that it was coming. And I think that we were all kind of waiting for the break point when we would be able to kind of get over that, over the hump, as you may say, to kind of finally get a big win. And then once we did the first night, I think we kind of carried that, you know, kind of some of the traits that we used to get that first win into the second game.
As a senior who's kind of gone through the struggles of building, you know, the foundation of a winning program, you know, how have you and your classmates kind of kept the guys together, kept everybody, you know, moving forward when you're not getting, you know, those rewards, those wins that kind of make it a little easier to work? I mean, has it been a challenge? And kind of what do you attribute the team's ability to keep improving, you know, regardless of the record?
Yeah, and I mean, since we've come in, kind of our class has always been pretty close, and I think that helps with leadership as a whole. I think that it can be a struggle. Like you mentioned, if you're winning games, it's easy to keep coming in and working hard, but it truly is the times when you're struggling that you need to work the hardest. And I know you can attribute some of it to the coaching staff that kept positive throughout the time, and they knew that, you know, the time's coming. Like you said, it's been building, and we've been improving. I think our class has done a great job of staying positive and trying to be good role models and set an example for the team of just coming, you know, whether it be in the weight room or the rink, and just coming to work hard every day and believing in the end game and bringing it to fruition.
It's one thing to just get wins. I mean, everybody wants to win, but to go into Bemidji against a team ranked in the top 10 and to come out with a sweep, it may not have surprised you, but how much does it do for you to you know, actually have not only wins, but good national wins that probably turned a lot of heads?
Yeah, I mean, as I mentioned before, we were kind of waiting for that break point, and everyone was, you know, excited going into Bemidji. I know personally from Minnesota and a few other guys on the team getting a chance to go back and play in the home state. It was a kind of exciting opportunity and kind of refreshing a bit to get out of the ECAC for a weekend and kind of experience a different, you know, a different rink that not a lot of us have played in before. And I think that it was just something we were, as you mentioned, you know, not really expecting, but we're hoping for, and we were hoping that break point was coming, that we were going to get the win. And you know, it's a great feeling, and I think it's something that we're going to build off of. And I think that as a team in the past couple of years, it's been challenging, and we haven't, as our record's shown, you know, we haven't been able to have the success that we had wanted, but it takes something to learn to win. And I think that we're starting to get that, and that's a huge thing that we can carry forward in the season.
Obviously you haven't played a game since then, but you know, do you have a different feel? I mean, can you sense a different feeling from the guys, either a relief or an added confidence that comes from a performance like that?
I think there's a lot of added confidence that comes. And I think there's, you know, there's something to be said for just getting the win, and, you know, getting a sweep, as you mentioned, is huge. Just a feeling of just seeing that all the hard work can come. And we believed it as a team that we were a good team. I mean, like we were talking about at the beginning, we have been in games, we've been winning in the third period, we've been just right there, right on the edge. And everyone knew that it could happen, but I think we really did need to get one to go to kind of get the momentum up in the right direction. And I think that we're going to carry that into this weekend. I think guys have good confidence, and confidence of the team, and the coaching staff is, you know, keeps us working hard and just keep improving, because all the other teams in the league are going to be improving as well.
It does set up now a really interesting and important stretch for you guys. You know, an 8-day stretch. We have 3 home games, 2 against top 20 teams in Union Friday night, and then obviously Quinnipiac, a home and home the following weekend. Do you you mentioned kind of getting out of the ECAC and you know, kind of a fresh look at a new team, but now you're back and you're back home and with a chance to kind of build on what you just accomplished and start to move up those ECAC rankings and you know, establish something in league play. So how important are, you know, starting with this weekend and then obviously, you know, the Quinnipiac pair the following weekend, but how important is it now to build off that, to not just let that be a one weekend thing and to kind of turn it into something that grows throughout the season?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's huge. Obviously, it's something that we've always, you know, as in my experience with the team here, we've struggled to have consistency at times, and to be a consistently winning team is something that we've always strived for, and I think that's what we're moving towards now. But I think we also have to recognize that there will probably be setbacks throughout the rest of the season, and you know, we talked about from day one, we want to be at the best of our ability and the peak of our play by playoffs. So I think we have to continue to not accept losses, but at the same time recognize that there are probably going to be other setbacks, but not let it change the momentum that we have carrying forward into the ECAC play.
You'll play 6 times at Baker Rink over a, you know, 15-day stretch starting Friday. I mean, you're a senior now. How important not only is it to establish something special at home, but also, like, for you personally, how much do you appreciate these home games, you know, playing at Baker Rink this last year, and what does that rink mean to you?
I mean, it's so cliche, but everyone says it. It's amazing how fast it's gone. To be going into the latter half of my senior year is just kind of mind blowing at the moment. But Hobie Baker's always been this unbelievable tradition, and there's just something you feel being in a rink with that much past tradition, and just so many amazing memories that I've had over my 4 years. And I think that it's somewhere where we really want to establish our best level of play and make people, you know, make teams not want to come in and play at Hobie Baker, and, you know, kind of defend our home turf. I think that it's something that we're going to really work to carry forward here in this 6-game stretch.
TigerCast is a production of the Princeton University Athletic Department. You can subscribe to TigerCast on iTunes or catch new episodes every week by visiting goprincetontigers.com/TigerCast.